This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. And or if you'd like to jump on our Twitter account, it is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And yes, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains aren't on someone else's head. Well, we can say true that. And I also wanted to let you know, too, we're turning talk radio into do radio. That's what we've been doing over the last 20 years, is not just talking on the radio, but we are a part of the battle which is raging around each and every one of us in this country right now, and much of it's contrived, just so you know. Interestingly enough, friends, I've got much to say within the hour in which I have, and sometimes when you say that you can't fix stupid, you just can't. But sometimes you got to come to the realization, friends, that it's not that they're stupid, it's that they want you to believe that they're stupid. And we've heard for a long time that Barack Hussein Obama and his administration don't know what they're doing. Well, the fact of the matter is they know exactly what they are doing. And the American people are led to believe that they don't know what they're doing when, in fact, they do. Because keep in mind, he's the one that, again, friends, said he wanted to fundamentally transform America, and the American people that are calling them stupid are the ones that are being duped out of being smart, right? By someone you actually labeled as being stupid. For example, just today, friends, Obama usurps congressional authority, signs executive order banning sale of assault weapons. Now, folks, I know a lot of people have said, well, you know, Bradley, you say the you talk about things that have come to pass, and you talked about them a long time ago. Well, you're not the only one. I didn't say that I was the only one. But I want to tell you what, there are many people out there that are telling you the facts of the matter, but what they're doing is they're talking about all the branches on the tree rather than laying the axe to the root of the tree. What am I talking about? Well, that's, folks, that's all I have to do is I don't have to go into great specificity of the crimes committed. That's all we have to do is go back to the person responsible for committing the crimes and bring forth indictments and impeachments, Article 2, Section 4, not in that order, of the United States Constitution, right? But in saying that, friends, what I want you to understand is the Word's already told me what the deal is. The Word already has told me exactly what's coming down the road if we let things just falter. And it reminds me of what Abraham Lincoln rightly said, if we fail or falter, it will be because we have failed, and it's because we have faltered. And that's the only way that we can be destroyed, in essence, is what he said. And it's true. Because if you look at us demographically, friends, the only way that we can be destroyed, and your enemy knows it, is to actually act within, not without. And that's why I always go back to our forefathers to see how they dealt with the tyrant across the pond named King George. That's tyrants back in the day during the Revolutionary War. Remember, James Madison said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Now, speaking of a foreign enemy, I want you to understand one thing before I get to my next point. Obama does not have the congressional authority to sign an executive order banning sale of assault weapons. And I also want you to understand, America, that it's your government that is arming countries to overthrow governments all over the globe. Do you understand what I'm telling you? I want you to understand that America does not have a right to go around, or a constitutional right to go around and police other worlds, or to arm other nations to bring down other governments the way that you've allowed your government to act. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. But going back to Barack Hussein Obama, when he asserts congressional authority, remember this dummy that doesn't know what he's doing? He already is writing off the ignorance of the back of the American people that are bent over to him, allowing him to do the things that he's doing. He doesn't have the congressional authority. As a matter of fact, many of these executive orders, if the American people would take the time and pull the curtain back on them, you would see that they are unconstitutional. Therefore, it's unlaw. Therefore, either you're going to allow the unlawful individuals in government to usurp, or you're going to deal with those that are usurping. It's one of the two. And folks, what you're dealing with in America today, again, it's a foreign government assaulting you since September 11th, 2001, on a daily basis, and this is a foreign government that's attacking you. You do need to understand that. This is unconstitutional, and you are dealing without laws. Okay, that makes them criminals. And that's exactly what you're dealing with. But again, Obama asserts congressional authority. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Signs executive order banning sale of assault weapons. He has no right to do that. And he furthermore has no right to go ahead and arm illegal drug dealers over in Mexico, only to blame the American people at the end of the day for the crimes that he has committed, him and his attorney general, Eric Holder, at that particular point, another criminal, a part of his administration through Fast and Furious. But folks, this is nothing new under the sun. You already know this, okay? But what I want you to hear is, you got to check this, because this is like crazy stuff going on, okay? Did you hear just recently, Sam, how much time do we have left for a segment? How long is that piece? I want you to listen to the Attorney General, Eric Holder. I'm sorry, Loretta Lynch. No difference beside the sexes, friends. Okay? Same attitude, same criminal attitude, same assault methodology concerning the American people. I want you to listen to what she said concerning terrorist. And keep in mind what terrorism is, friends. Defined in the Oxford English Dictionary, it's nothing short of government by intimidation. You need to understand your enemy in order to deal with them. Listen to her carefully.
That their identities, that their essential selves might somehow be better left unexpressed or in the shadows. This Department of Justice and your country stands with you in the light. We stand with you to say that the good in this world far outweighs the evil, that our common humanity transcends our differences, and that our most effective response to terror and to hatred is compassion, to unity, and it's love.
Oh, really? Hey, folks, so the answer to terrorists is be soft on them. The answer is compassion in love. Folks, their version of compassion in love equals cruelty in hatred. Do you understand that when a judge doesn't enforce the law to the fullest extent, he is being unmerciful and cruel to a people at large for allotting the crime to go on without consequence of the law dropping on the crime? Soft judges produce hardened criminals. We'll be right back.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Compassion and Love Attorney General Eric Holder shared with us. Loretta Lynch, of course. No difference, though, friends. Just gender, that's all. Maybe they expect you to just overlook that. I don't know. But the fact of the matter, she's acting in the same lawless fashion as Eric Holder was. Compassion and love, she said. That's how you have to deal with the terrorists. Again, friends, I'm going to keep telling you this until I get it into your head. I need to bring a hammer. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Lord, can I use that hammer again? I got to drill this into some of the people's heads that just don't quite understand what's going on here. Folks, listen carefully. Terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. Government by intimidation. That's what's going on. Government by intimidation. Government by intimidation. That's what's going on in your country. This is a foreign government assailing you, America, on a daily basis. This is a foreign government assailing you, America, on a daily basis. This is not American government. Compassion and love concerning those that are committing crimes against we the people? Well, that should tell you folks who's behind all of this. You know, it's interesting. Jesus said that in John 15, this is my commandment that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Well, that was a truth, a love in truth and holiness. Because we know the very fruits of the Spirit of Jesus Christ are righteousness, goodness, and truth. Ephesians 5. So people are offended by the light because they love the darkness, and they'd rather stay in the darkness rather than light. And when love is given out of the light, those in darkness hate the light. See how that works? Rats hate the light, right? Criminals hate the light. Now, of course they do. That's why they stay in the darkness. Furthermore, King David said in Psalm 109, I'm hated for my love. So, folks, these people, their version of love is, again, equated to what? Man's fallen nature, not Christ's risen nature. There's a big difference. Love tells the truth. It doesn't lie. I want you to listen to this again. This is Attorney General Loretta Lynch doing the biddings for the foreigner in the White House. Listen carefully.
That their identities, that their essential selves might somehow be better left unexpressed or in the shadows. This Department of Justice and your country stands with you in the light. We stand with you to say that the good in this world far outweighs the evil, that our common humanity transcends our differences, and that our most effective response to terror and to hatred is compassion, it's unity, and it's love.
Really, compassion, unity, and love. Really, that's just amazing. Really, folks, what it is hate and cruelty. Notice who they're being soft on. Notice she said that we were in the light. Folks, you do need to keep in mind, again, that these are the very people that put light for darkness and darkness for light. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That's exactly what these people are doing. This is exactly how they are operating in the light of day. This is the truth they don't want you to hear. Matter of fact, I want to give you a version of their love and compassion, their compassion and their love, friends. You do understand, friends, that the FBI, under the headship of none other than Loretta Lynch, you know, the one that wants to share compassion and love and bring about unity through a lie, the FBI to Americans regarded redacted 9/11 transcript Orlando shooter, you can't handle the truth. These are also the people that are redacted terrorism from the books, friends. But they've taken the time to make up new manuals and named the American people, those that don't agree with the New World Order, said the pedophile Henry Kissinger. Those that resist the New World Order, they're the terrorists, folks. They're trying to redefine reality into the reality that they want you to believe in. But again, let me go back to this point. Love and compassion and love and unity. Really? Unity is given by the Holy Ghost. That's in truth, not in a lie. Ephesians 4. And love is that's been given unto us by God is in holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth. Romans 5:5. Okay? But to sit back and listen to this Attorney General blatantly, bold-faced lie to the American people and expect the American people to drink the Kool-Aid or to swallow the pill, just it's astounding the boldness in which these people act. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. How ridiculous to overlook judgment. In other words, their version of compassion and love is to overlook judgment. Okay? Not God's love, which is just, it counters the lie, friends. Okay? How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. But then again, friends, you do understand that kings become tyrants when through policy when subjects are rebels from principles. Again, kings become tyrants through policy when subjects are rebels from principles. And now, how do I align that with Scripture? Easily. Because that's all you have to do is go to Daniel 8:25 and you'll find out how they operate. Through a false version of peace. Peace, folks, in this world, as awful as it may be, is at the end of God's law. Not man's lawlessness. It tells us in Daniel 8:25, and through his policy, also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. He shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. That is the history of tyrants right there. They give the illusion to the people that they're supposed to represent outside of the Constitution in which they're supposed to magnify, namely the enumerated laws. And what they do is they go ahead and pass policy after policy after policy after policy. They call it law because the American people don't take time to thank the veterans. They don't study the founding documents. They give themselves and subject themselves over to the tyrant through policy because you, America, have become rebels from God's principles. And it's exactly verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what's going on in this country. I told you yesterday, America. I told you yesterday when I was watching a documentary with Jesse Owens last week. I was talking about how ridiculous it was watching in that arena in Munich, Germany. Back in the 30s, when Hitler entered, all the German people stood up and they saluted him with their right hand up in the air, showing and paying allegiance to this devil. A little freakish, pale joker with a mustache. And then Mussolini got in the mix. And I thought to myself, man, does it get any worse than a Mussolini? I mean, you want to talk about two jokers. How was it the people in Italy subjected themselves to such a clown? Literally. Well, that's all you have to do is appease them. Give them what they want. Entertain them. Tell them everything now is legal, which used to be illegal. Go ahead and appease the flesh. I mean, act as the perfect antichrist and give them everything they want. But see, the people don't realize it's at their own expense at the end of the day. Concerning every act the tyrants enact through policy. Let me say it this way. Hey, America, you're sick of man's 10,000 commandments? Then get back to God's 10. Because I'll tell you what, when you do, you're going to find out many of these policies, the thousands that are thrown on your backs every week, are unconstitutional, therefore illegal, therefore render them null and void. Okay? Going back to Jesse Owens in the 30s. Here comes Adolf Hitler, little pale joker with a little half mustache. Mussolini, it came up in the documentary as well. Again, folks, it just doesn't get any worse than that. And I said it vocally. And all of a sudden I caught myself and I thought to myself, who in a million years would have ever tolerated a Muslim sodomite criminal, effeminate to the T, advocating everything counter to what America stands for, and the American people within the allotment, the population of 318 million people, to go ahead and let him do what he wants to do. The joke is on you. I stood aghast and I said, wait a second. America, we've already surpassed what we thought people would never subject themselves to. Oh, no! We thought we already surpassed that. Again, America, if this was happening in a third world nation, you would have asked for a military strike a long time ago. But America, guess what? Now that it's you, you don't want to have to lay one finger to duty when in fact it is your duty and obligation.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way at Jesus Beth, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You know, I tell my kids when they want to, you know, when they shoot, I say, aim small, miss small. Aim small, miss small. This is exactly what tyrants do. During the break, again, here my motors are going, right? My thoughts are going. Do you know that the definition of tyranny, I want you to listen carefully because this is really good. Tyranny is usually thought of as a cruel and oppressive, and in some cases it is, and it is often is, as I said, but the original definition of the term tyranny was rule by persons who lack legitimacy, whether they be malign or benevolent. Historically, benign tyrannies have tended to be insecure and to try to maintain their power by becoming increasingly oppressive. And this is what we're seeing. Therefore, rule that initially seems benign is inherently dangerous, and the only security is to maintain legitimacy. Who does that come from? That comes from you, America. An unbroken accountability to the people through the framework of a written constitution that provides the election of key officials and the division of powers among branches, which you have, America, and officials in a way that avoids concentration of powers in the hands of few persons who might then abuse those powers. Is that what you're seeing today? Why, of course it is. Hey, they lack legitimacy. They lack legitimacy, friends. Let me just make one point, a quick point. We're going to move on. Barack Hussein Obama, his college students can't remember him being in class. Nobody knows where he came from. Brian Breitbart, Michael Hastings and Tom Clancy were killed when they were going to come forward to tell the American people that he was an agent of a of the Saudi Arabian government. And intelligence bureaucracies know, in fact, that that's exactly what he is. But yet we're not hearing this through the conservatives. What we're hearing through the conservatives and the counterfeit Christians is magnifying more assaults on our freedoms on a daily basis. I don't know what people don't understand when it comes to the fact that he's illegitimate. Okay, 47 different social securities. He can't verify his birth certificate. Joe Arpaio out in Arizona, Sheriff Joe, America's Sheriff, they call him. Him and his attorney general got together and they started going after his birth certificate. How come nobody's talking about this, friends? Because it's legitimate. Because it might cost them something. They might have to respond. They don't want to alarm the people as to what's really going on. Why? Because the FBI just said it, friends, and they act in accordance with the FBI, these conservatives and these counterfeit Christians, when they say things like, America, you can't handle the truth. America, let me say this, though you have fallen for the fact that they're speaking down to you as if they rule over you, along with the conservatives and the counterfeit Christians, friends, not the same in every case, but you do need to understand that they speak to you as if they're your, or you're their children. You can't handle the truth. Well, folks, regardless if you want to handle the truth or not, you can judge them by their fruits, and when you judge them by their fruit, you know exactly what I'm telling you right now is smack on the middle. It's smack spot on. It's right down where it needs to be. The hammer didn't miss the nail. Aim small, miss small. They can do it, so can I. Going back to aiming small and missing small, friends, notice how it's always aimed at law-abiding citizens in this country, this administration. Those that stand for who we are seem to be the object of their assaults. Their end aim. Will America make them your end aim in righteousness, goodness, and truth? That's how it works. Instead of you being afraid of them, cause them to be afraid of you. Thomas Jefferson told us that, friends. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. You have tyranny, America. But when the government fears the people, you have liberty. Do you have liberty? No. They're assaulting your liberties because you allow them to act out in tyrannical manners. In America, I'm going to stay this point until you finally understand that it really is this simple, though it may cost us much to bring about the resolve. We don't need to keep talking about the branches on the tree. That's all we have to do is take the axe and lay it, friends. Lay it to the root of the tree, just the way that John the Baptist did. And you have to call it for what it is, and you have to stand behind what you call it for. But when we talk about the principles of tyranny, friends, let me take you over here. You know what? I'm going to take Tom from Baltimore really quick before I get to my next point. Hey, Tom, how are you? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
I'm doing good, Brad. You bring up a lot of good points. But, you know, folks, they want security before liberty, and they want free college before liberty, and they want government food and government money and government care. And love, of course, you know, like the love they got in the club while the coward police waited 3 hours to breach. That was a lot of love. I guess that's what they were doing during that 3 hour time while people were bleeding out on the floor. Not to mention that the FBI blew it, but they're all heroes, right? That's what
exactly.
The FBI, their heroes, did a fine job. They interviewed the guy twice and then they just cut him loose. Or did they? You know, I wonder about that because the FBI doesn't really cut people loose. I would find that kind of hard to believe on one.
Okay, so wait a second though, Tom. Let me just get on the same page. I'm tracking with you, but I want to make sure everybody else is. We're talking about the Orlando shooter, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now it's interesting because there is a live feed out there right now and people are offering a $25,000 reward if they can legitimize the fact that that was a false flag event. So I'm glad you brought that up there, because I was going to bring that up. And I think it's important for people to think it through as to what took place there. As a matter of fact, just hang on a second with me, Tom. You got me thinking about something that just came out right before the show. And it's interesting because folks at Huffington Post thought it was highly ironic concerning. Now, a Huffington Post is about as communist and totalitarian. There's no truth in these people, okay? That's a better way of saying it. There's no truth in Huffington Post. They can't legitimize hardly anything they say. But it's interesting that they're getting to the point where they're turning on the lights with this administration and saying, wait a second, look at the timing concerning this shooting. If it happened, indeed, or if it did not happen. But they thought it was highly ironic, the timing, and what Barack Hussein Obama is doing concerning today, even with his illegal executive order banning, might I add, guns or high-powered magazines concerning their weapons. So, anyways, I just wanted to highlight that. But go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, you bring up some good points. I think a lot of people are starting to there's a Latin term called nullius in verba. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Take no one's word for it. Take no man's word for it, I think is how it translates. And really, we have to be that way. You know, if we were in a court of law, this government would be held to a level of being kicked out of the courtroom and being told that we should not trust anything they say. Because in a court of law, if you are found to have lied about any one element of anything that you're asked about on the stand under oath, the judge will instruct the jury that they don't have to take your word for anything at all. They can cite all your testimony. And, you know, our government has lied, and we know they have lied about so many things that we should not take their word for anything that they say. We should verify everything. We would not be doing our due diligence if we didn't. And by the way, you were talking several months ago about the penalties that you found in old Williamsburg for perjury.
And I was just thinking the same thing. Earmarks, yes.
That's another thing that I wanted to point out to your audience, that, you know, this whole idea of separation of church and state has been perverted to the point that people don't realize the intent was not to have religion completely out of what we do in this society. In fact, it's an integral part. And perjury is a good example because a court of law is where we're supposed to go for truth. And in fact, the reason they had such a heavy fines and penalties for perjury was this. The perjury is not the lie. That's an element of the perjury. The perjury is the false swearing to God. That's how seriously they took swearing to God. Now, Bibles are not even in the courtroom, but you know what? We're getting what we get when you take the Ten Commandments off of a courtroom facility, when you take prayer out of schools, and when you take the penalty of perjury by swearing on a Bible out of a courtroom.
That's right. I don't even know how to really add on to that. I'm just kind of sitting back and saying that's exactly right. Matter of fact, I was in a courtroom not too long ago, and they did swear to God. I noticed that. And it's interesting, those judges wouldn't have a job had it not been for God's government implemented in the first place. And so for them to try to get rid of God, well then, how is it that they've been placed in a position of authority? Because it's their job to make reference to revealed law. It's their job to discover and apply law. And if they act outside of that, go to the Constitution of the United States, Article 3, Section 1, you're to remove them. But again, going back to the point, it's God's government, Exodus 18:21. But, Tom, again, I appreciate it, man. I mean, we got some thinkers out there, and I totally appreciate your time and your call. I wanted to add on to this that it's actually one of the last articles that's been posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Obama usurps congressional authority. What's interesting is they're coming for your guns using the same stupid arguments. Be ready. Even far-left group, the Huffington Post Bloggers Club, has pointed out that the timing of the Orlando attack combined with Democrats demographic of the alleged victims, the demographic of the alleged gunman in all the D.C. theatrics since the shooting dovetail too well with the domestic and geopolitical agendas in Washington.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Tom was just talking about the earmarks at Williamsburg. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. George Washington said, "While we are zealously performing the duties of good citizens and soldiers, we certainly ought not to be inattentive to the higher duties of our Christian religion. To the distinguished character of patriot, which means to uphold thine laws, it should be our highest glory to add the more distinguished character of Christian." That was the father of this country, as he's known. What I was highlighting right before the break was, and I just wanted to verify it, and I got it up real quick, and it's on an article called "Obama Asserts Congressional Authority, Signs Executive Order Banning Sale of Assault Weapons." Has no business doing that, friends, whatsoever. And keep in mind, this is the same government arming other nations with these assault weapons to upend their prospective governments. I mean, the hypocrisy is second to none, friends. But they're coming for your guns using the same stupid arguments. Be ready. Even far-left group, lawless group, communist group, the Huffington Post Bloggers Club has pointed out that the timing of the Orlando attack combined with the demographic of the alleged victims, the demographic of the alleged gunman, notice the word alleged, and all the D.C. theatrics since the shooting dovetail too well with the domestic and geopolitical agendas in Washington. Isn't it interesting how they act out just in time? In fact, the group finds the timing of the Orlando shooting so suspect, speaking of Huffington Post, that they are offering $25,000 to anyone with substantial proof it was a false flag operation. Folks, you do. Like our friend Tom from Baltimore just said, you got to question everything that you're told. You can't trust these people as far as you can throw them. Now, one of the things that Tom was talking about during the last segment, Tom from Baltimore, you know, he was talking about earmarks. We had talked about this in Williamsburg. And I want to talk about rich and heritage friends. Go to the East Coast. It's there. Yorktown, Jamestown, Williamsburg. The whole East Coast is just filled with our Christian heritage and history, friends. It's all there, okay? You need to understand that when we were first established, local magistrates would administrate ecclesiastical law, Romans 13. One of the questions that was asked while we were at Williamsburg is when we seen the head and arm restraint stocks. We said, what are those for? She went on to tell us that the crime of perjury was not tolerated in the least bit by the colonies because they understood the price paid to establish their freedoms, John 15:13. So therefore, the stocks were used for those who would lie or commit the act of perjury, lie under oath, Revelations 21:8. Why? As Tom pointed out, they were lying before God. That was the violation, and then man. And that's the operation. The criminal would be punished by being thrown in jail for up to 6 months, 1 John 3:4. A fine would have to be paid, and this all took place after their head and hands were placed in the stocks as a means of public punishment. Publicly, friends, publicly. First, they would bind them, take the criminal's ear, that means those that violated God's moral law, and nail it with a long nail to the stock for 1 hour. After the hour was up, they would then go to the other side and nail the other ear to the stock for 1 hour. Now, when they would remove the nails, they would often slit the ear completely off, marking the offender so other colonies as well as other cities or states would understand the person was not to be trusted at all. Thus, they fulfilled the true definition of earmark. And the higher purpose was, she ended with, saying that it was to teach the person to repent for before God so he would not end up in hell, Matthew 3:2, Leviticus 19:7. I mean, here's the point. Can you imagine the earmarks we would see today in the American church, the government, or in businesses if these laws were still enforced? By the way, they're still in the books. Can you imagine how many politicians would be walking around earless? How many of them in the pulpits who have no business being there whatsoever would be earless? Because they would have earmarks. That's the definition and true meaning of earmarks. Crime is not to be tolerated in a court of law. But yet, America, you have so conditioned yourself and subjected yourself to unlawful criminal policy that you don't even know the difference. That's, again, why our forefathers said either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. You know, one of the things I wanted to hit, it's the last segment here, and I got about 4 minutes left, was it was my understanding that Donald Trump is out there exposing Hillary Clinton for her crimes against the LGBT communities. Well, he advocates the crimes against heaven. God calls homosexuality and sodomy, friends, it's called an abomination. He advocates. They got your eye off the ball. The LGBT and the homosexuals already got it through to now get the American people to accept it because Donald Trump said it was okay. But what about the God that bestowed the grace upon you to establish his law in this country? What about him, America? See, God hasn't forsaken America. America has forsaken God. Let's get this right. I mean, it's like everybody jumping off the God boat and jumping into the water and saying, okay, we can make it to shore without him. Though you can't see the shore. Hey, the only way that you're going to get to the shore is when you stay in the boat. Just ask Noah and the 8 souls that were saved. I mean, people are that ridiculous. He's also highlighting the crimes of Hillary Clinton. Taking money from foreign countries, as I have highlighted several times. So there's no difference between her and Barack Hussein Obama. Folks, these people are committing treason on a daily basis towards you. They are committing the act of treason, America, towards you. But, you know, Donald Trump, he's out there telling you about how she's taking money from foreign countries that are executing homosexuals. But over here, she's actually advocating, you know, that she's one of the best friends to the homosexual lifestyle. Well, friends, what's the difference between her and Donald Trump? Because our sin on both sides is before God. As Charles Spurgeon rightly said of the lesser of two evils, he said, pick neither. That's exactly right. You know, it's interesting that that's all he's talking about, because I have a list again in front of me, friends, of where Donald Trump could have already ousted Hillary Clinton a long time ago if he really wanted to call her out for her crimes against we the people. Why are they just going to the surface stuff, friends? I mean, the Clintons turned the IRS into Gestapo. Is he talking about that? Covering Bill's dirty deeds. Is he talking about that? Looting the White House, is he talking about that? Is he talking about the FBI files on GOP enemies of the Clintons? Is he talking about Hillary Muslim's Brotherhood Little Princess, Huma Abedin? Is he talking about the 147 dead people around the Clinton administration back in the 90s? Is he talking about how Bill sold secrets to the Chinese military concerning our American military secrets through ChinaGate? Is he talking about Vince Foster's death? Is he talking about Emailgate? Is he talking about ChinaGate? Is he talking about Travelgate, Whitewater? Is he talking about land under sniper fire in Bosnia? When, folks, if you look at the film, there is no sniper fire. She's a liar. Is she talking about, is Donald Trump exposing Hillary's missing law firm billing records? Pardongate, Hillary's Senate contributions, or Hillary's cash cows and 9,987% profit? Or again, the Clinton body count? Is that what he's talking about? He could have ended her campaign a long time ago, and so could the American people, but the American people are standing back waiting for Donald to do it, when in fact you'll find that he's compliant with much of what your enemies are advocating. I don't understand you, America. Either you love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, or strength, or you don't. Because if you don't, you can't love your neighbor as yourself. Hey, folks, treason defined. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor, he speaks in a sense familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. In America, you know exactly who they are. Marcus Tullius Cicero, 106 BC, Roman statesman, philosopher, and orator. So, America, I ask you, as I always do, what are you going to do? Because we have the mercies of God every morning, and we can make the world anew again if we decide that we love God enough and our brothers and sisters enough. Yeah? Love ya. 1 John 3:18, by deeds, not words. See ya.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.